universe is big. We're small. God may feel far away, but he's not. This is the You're Not Alone podcast, and I'm your host, Pastor Dave Andrus. This past week, my wife and I had quite a scare. She was out trimming her roses, and she had on gloves, though not rose gloves, but real good sturdy gloves, but you know roses, and they're thorns, and sure enough, whoom, it went right through the glove, and she thought, oh, and thought nothing of it, and then just kept on cutting and all, and she said about 4 hours later, she was driving, and all of a sudden, her hand hurt as she was holding the steering wheel, and when she pulled over and looked, she sure enough, there was a thorn still in her hand. Obviously, it went through the glove and stuck in her hand. She didn't even notice it for hours. So she pulled it out and then just went on her merry way for several days. And then it started hurting the next day. It was about day four. And then the next day, her hand started puffing up. Both it was on a ring finger. Her ring finger, left hand, and her finger got real fat. She couldn't get her wedding ring off, which she's not supposed to take off anyway. But and her back of her hand was puffy, and she went, oh my gosh. So she put on ice first and figured, well, you know, we'll see. But then the next day it got even worse that she couldn't even close her hand to make a fist. And she said, I better go to the doctor. She couldn't have feeling in her hand. She couldn't close it. And the doctor went, yeah, you got an infection there. Obviously that rose thorn had something on it. And Deb thought about it. She said, well, you know, I did a whole bunch of other work after that around the yard, so it probably got infected somehow, some way, whether it would be right away or later on. Well, she got an antibiotic, and that swelling started to go down, and then the fingers started to be able to move again after 2 days. And after a week of the antibiotic, it wasn't perfect, but the doses was up, and it was a Friday. Okay, good deal. And then on Sunday, it was puffy again, and it was clear that it was starting to rise with the infection again. And that's where we got the scare, like, oh my gosh, is this going to be one of those bacterias that is resistant to antibiotics or what? So she went back to the doctor, and first thing he did was did an x-ray to make sure something still wasn't in there, and there wasn't. He said, well, let's start another round of antibiotics. And there are other antibiotics that are stronger than what she has, so if it is worse, and she's on the second dose of antibiotics right now. Scary because, you know, 100 years ago, before antibiotics, within probably 2 weeks of that hand the first time puffing up, she'd probably be dead. Heck, I'd be dead many times over, too, because of the infections I've gotten. And I remember one time going in, I felt so sick and nauseous and miserable. I said, Doc, either shoot me with penicillin or shoot me with a gun. He just laughed, and he did give me penicillin. They don't do it very often. He said, nope, you are sick enough with the infection. I need to. And then he gave me other antibiotics as well. That was quite a few years ago. That was one time, but there's another time I had a blood infection going up from my fingers, and you could see the red streaks, my wife said, going up the back of my hands into my wrists and everything. Actually, I had to have the hands wrapped with gauze with ointment on it, and then as well as the pills. I couldn't use my hand for 3 days. That was kind of hard. So I'd be dead several times over. By the way, the one that gets me, it's a bit of trivia here. It was Calvin Coolidge's son. I don't remember his name. I want to think Clay, but I don't know if that's right. When Calvin was in the White House, this was in 1925, his son was playing tennis at the White House, and he got a blister on his hand. And from that blister, an infection came, and in 2 weeks, he was dead. Antibiotics came out in the 1930s, I believe it was. And with that, he could have been saved. But prior to antibiotics, uh-uh. Well, you know, spiritually, it got me thinking, man, because death is so close, but isn't that really what sin is? It kills us. sin is not only our thoughts, words, and deeds that are anti to God, selfish, wanting to what we want, but it's that relationship away from God. Because I'll do what I want, when I want, how I want, and when I want. Obviously, that leaves God completely out. So sin is that relationship also that then shows itself in thoughts, words, and deeds. And they all lead to death. Just like this infection in my wife's hand was going to lead to death. Well, just like my wife got antibiotics, we get a shot also. And that is Jesus. He is the one who fights the battle against sin, not us. And you can think of that one verse, "Oh death, where is thy sting? Oh grave, where is your victory? The sting of death is sin, and the strength of sin is the law. But thanks be to our Lord Jesus Christ who won the victory." Yeah, Jesus won the victory against sin when he died. Factually, when he died, he said, "It is finished." Paid in full. When he rose, he demonstrated he had the authority to say all that. But what really got me, I was looking and this Bible verse from John chapter 5, verse 24. Jesus said, "I tell you the truth. He who hears my word and believes him who sent me has eternal life and will not be condemned." Now, this is the cool part. He has crossed over from death to life. I love that. Crossed over from death to life. Again, "I tell you the truth. He who hears my word and believes him who sent me," that means the Father, and the Father said, "This is my Son whom I am well pleased. Listen to him." God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son. So he who hears my word and believes him who sent me, that means believing in Jesus as our Savior from sin, he has eternal life and will not be condemned. He has crossed over from death to life. And you know, as my wife was taking the antibiotics, it was like life just started to flow back in her. Because that bacteria, which was causing the infection and the swelling and the inflammation, was being reversed, going back down and down, because the antibiotics was winning the battle. Now, what's interesting is the one round didn't do it. She's going to have a second round. That's what she's on right now. Well, isn't that the way it is with you and me? We still have that sinful nature. Even though we are forgiven, sin kind of hangs around. And that's why we got to hear God's word on a regular basis. That's why you hear this podcast, to hear God's word. That's why, if you can and do, go to church to hear God's word and to believe it. Because it is what gives you life, God's word. It helps you passing from death to life. Yeah, that's what our Jesus does. And we don't make the final step until we actually cross from this physical life into eternity, spiritual life. Oh, and we got the promises of the resurrection, but we won't go into that today. But he is promising we have eternal life. Let's pray. Thank you, Jesus, for the gift of antibiotics, which helps take away infections, stopping them cold so they don't make us cold and dead. Thank you, Jesus, that you took the sting of death and that you now give life by your word. May it continue to percolate in our lives and our spiritual veins, that it will continue to give us life. For by you, we know we've crossed over from death to life. In your name, Jesus, we ask it, and ask it for other people as well, people that don't know you. In your name we pray. Amen. Thanks for listening, and I'd love to hear from you. Just write me at dave.andrus@not-alone.net, or just simply reply if you have the email notification, and that comes directly to me. Blessings. Thanks. I'm only an email away. Dave.Andrus@not-alone.net.